Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
All right. A little bit of mystery for everyone. How are you tonight?
Or this evening?
Good to be back. All right, that's Duvert, an interesting group. This is not our guest's music, but we'll be playing that very shortly. And we have a most fascinating guest. He'll be joining us in a little while. And I have to say, after just spending a little time diving into it a little bit, goth music is just, it's magical. It really can bring, even if you're not particularly a fan of it, it can bring out so much in you, so much imagery, so much uniqueness, so much craziness. And we're going to hear a little bit about it tonight, shortly with our guest. He goes by many names. I mean, we've had bands in the past where we've had like a member playing two instruments, or where you've had a member sort of serving as both the producer and the lead singer or something like that. But how about someone with two distinct and unique identities? And that's who we're going to talk to tonight. I mean, is he Jason Chaos? Is he Lusk's Lightbringer? We'll find out. We'll figure it out somehow. But in any case, it's good to be with you, everyone. 5:02 p.m. here from lovely White Plains. And it's I'm not broadcasting as much as I used to. I'm spacing out my shows a little bit more these days, partly because of personal responsibilities, but also because it kind of creates a little bit of anticipation for when something finally comes. But you'll find me this winter. I will be broadcasting a little bit more. You'll hear a few more shows these days. I have a few ideas coming up, but we're kicking off 2018 with this wonderful show where we'll be talking about not only a solo artist and his single, but also sort of an institution in New York, the music scene, or one small portion of it, but quite unique portion, the goth rock scene. So we'll be asking Lux about he's doing some events in New York. We'll be talking a little bit about that as well. I've been promising for a long time to go to one of them, and I promise to fulfill that promise very soon. But we'll hear about that. We'll hear about his new ventures, his what inspires him, what brings forth, what or who brings forth the imagery that you see in his music and in the videos that accompany it. We'll also be talking to his fellow writer / band member. Her name is Agoda. She seems like a lovely person. Very interesting, very unique. So it's certainly a beneficial pairing of two very creative people. So what I will do at this point, since we are still at least a few minutes away, actually, let me brief you on a few things before we launch the single here. The Walking Dead post-game show, as you all know, I thank all of you who listen faithfully, but it will be returning when the show returns, which I believe, let's look at the calendar. I believe the show returns on, where the hell is the calendar? Oh, here's the calendar. February 25th. I think that is when Walking Dead returns. Therefore, we are back on Monday, February 26th with the Walking Dead postgame show, season 8, part 2. So I look forward to that. I look forward to other interviews in the interim. And without further ado, let us, for the time of 4:05, play the latest single from Lux Lightbringer. And this is called, do I say this out loud? I don't know. Well, oh, come on. We're not regulated by the FCC. Let's go for it. This is called Ghost Fuck. Ghost Fuck. Ghost Fuck. That is the title. It is called Ghost Fuck. It is It is right now available on YouTube, but perhaps Lux can tell us where else it's from and what else he's got out there. But let's play this right now, and we will be back. Excellent, excellent as always. Lux Lightbringer and Ghostfuck. Yep, call it what it is. Okay, so we'll certainly talk about that later on when everyone checks in. And this is certainly very promising. We look forward to talking to Lux and seeing what he's up to. As I said earlier, we're also going to have joining us the lovely Agota. She is working with Lux Lightbringer on his various projects. He is also responsible for the fine videos that you may see. And for the record, you can actually find him on YouTube. Let's see here. Let's do a little searching. I know I had the link, but I just have to go back there and find it again. They're on YouTube. Let's see. Let's do a little searching. Looks like Bringer. And where the heck is it? Oh my goodness. Okay. You know what? We'll give that out later actually, but, definitely has a single on YouTube, and you will see some fine imagery along with that. And for the record, also, he has a weekly event, and it is called Outrage Party NYC. And as you can tell from the title, it's in NYC, but it's a little tough for some of us to get there because it is a Monday night party. I know everybody's like, oh, come on, Monday night's tough. Monday, yes, I know Monday night's tough, but you know what? Sometimes you got to just stick it out and go for it, you know. But every Monday night, we'll get the location of that. I forgot where it is, but we'll get the location when Harry checks in, when Lux checks in, and it is every Monday night. But I am sure, I am very confident that he will be he'll be offering other events on other nights of the week. So yes. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Okay. We're going to do our best to download, some additional, works by Agoda. I don't know if I can get them downloaded, but if not, I promise I will do my best, to try to get them to you in the future, because she certainly sounds like, an interesting artist in her own right. She's based here in Westchester. I won't say where, but I believe, well, she's at least a writer. We'll find out. She'll be calling in as well. We'll find out if she's a singer also. But certainly, like I said, this seems like a very good pairing of two creative minds. So I'm looking forward to what the two of them have to offer. Okay, so they're going to be calling in a little bit. So let us see, what could we play for you in the meantime? Let us try to find you a little bit of music here to eat up a couple of minutes. Does that sound good? Okay, let's run with this for about 2 minutes. It's called Summon the Rock. And we will be back with Jason K, with Lux Lightbringer and Agoda.
All right, that was Summon the Rock. But this is what we're going to do next. Through the magic of Blog Talk Radio, we have managed to load up the single from our good friend, from the lovely Agoda, and it is called Holy Spirit. And what we will do, since we're going to give them a little more time to call in, we're going to continue with our musical interlude. We are going to play for you Agoda's single known as Holy Spirit. So this will be about 4 minutes now. You can find her on SoundCloud. She is available. Well, she's on Instagram. Not sure if she's on Facebook, but definitely on Instagram. She is an artist featured on SoundCloud. If you look for her, she's on Agoda Music. And her single is called Holy Spirit. And we're going to play that for you right now. And hopefully soon after, we will have Lux Lightbringer. So here we have Agoda and Holy Spirit.
Closer, I want to be with you. Take a chance, I think that you will let me in. Understand, I will understand you. Won't reprimand you, I think that you will let me in. And if you walk my way and don't walk away, I'll save you. You are going to win. And if you behave and don't place the blame, I'll save you.
Well, that is two voices that I'm in love with today. Okay, so that was Agoda and Holy Spirit. And we are very pleased at this point to have our guests with us right now. And let us bring them in one at a time. And first, here he is. But which one is he? Is he Jason Chaos? Is he Lux Lightbringer? Would you like to answer that question, my good friend?
Hey, what's up, Ann? How are you?
Actually, outstanding.
Cool. They're actually, Jason Chaos is here with me, and Lux Lightbringer is on the phone right now. He's actually behind me right here listening, and if you want to talk to him, I could bring him on the line also.
Oh, yes, it's a party line. Go for it. Oh,
hey,
man.
Everybody.
Ah, there she is. All right. Well, I see.
Hey, everybody.
I see. Hi there. Is that Agoda?
No, this is Agata.
Agata, you know what? I had Agata. Folks, pretend you did not hear it. I said Agata right from the beginning. Pretend you didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard. Okay. Well, no, beautiful to have you here as well. If you'd like, Agata, I see that you're called in separately. If you want to speak from your phone, I'll bring you in separately if you'd like.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Why don't you go do that, and I will, as soon as you're ready, I'll bring you in. And Mr. JCLL,
yeah.
Wonderful to have you back. And as I briefed our viewers before, we had you on a while back, perhaps 6 months to a year. And we'll go into the details in a little while, but you had originally been with another band, but now you're sort of branching out on your own. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. New project completely restarting this year.
Outstanding. And you can hear the new single that we played earlier. Oh, I see Agata has disappeared, but I would like her to call back. She's right there with you, so that should be easy. And there she is. Let's bring her in.
Hey.
She is in. Excellent. So no problem. I listened to it last night. I tried to branch out a little into that genre of music that we call goth, and it really is magical, you know?
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, like My Chemical Romance, Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson, Evanescence. It's very ethereal and deep. It has a lot of emotion and passion behind it.
Right. And it's very, yeah. I mean, there's other branches of music that have a little bit of that, but this is sort of, it kind of really sweeps you to a new place. And it's reachable too. You know, it's not like you can't imagine yourself outside of it. Like sometimes you get intimidated by, you know, thrash metal or progressive rock, but this is something that you could really almost envelop yourself into. And
good. It pertains more to spirituality than other types of music does. I mean, like rap is definitely more materialistic. It focuses on this realm alone, while rock more so goes into the spirituality of life, the afterlife, God, death, the devil, religion. You know what I mean? It's just a deeper genre.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And it's something that everybody should at least take a look at. Now, for those who listened on the last show, of course, Jason Lux had an original project known as, I'll say it now, Hell Cell, even though some sites are bleeping it. What happened with that? Yeah, it's bizarre.
So,
what happened with that, with what you hear?
So anyway, Hell Cell was really cool. You know, it was me and Diamond, my bass player. We started off this group, and it's just been really hard to keep everything together with the guitarist and like everyone else. So like that is part of the band. But of course, I'm not trying to point fingers or blame anyone. It was a more extra headache than I thought it would be. Then while I was working with other bands, just playing guitar, just showing up for shows and playing guitar and leaving. And I felt like, hey, you know what? I'm tired playing with these bands. Let me do my own band. So doing that was even harder, you know, completely, because I had to follow up with everyone. And it's all about like timing and all that. But I kind of like gave up a little bit because one of our main guitarists, he canceled our tour. We were going on tour last summer. And I was like, you know what? I think it's better, you know, I just do my own solo thing and just blame everything on myself rather than, you know, other people in the band. And I could just always hire any guitarist or any bass player, DJs, and just work alone. But, you know, I'm always open to play with them, of course. You know, everyone's okay. We're all good. I got the idea too from Agata. She gave me a good idea that it'd be cool to be go on solo, and some other musicians that I know, like Justin Timbal. It's funny with Justin Timbal too. when I told him, like, hey, you know, I'm going to start doing my solo project. And then he said, that's funny, Jason, because I'm going to have a band now. So we kind of switched places. So I thought it would be cool, like, do like an Alice Cooper thing, like just my name and, you know, just work alone and, you know. But also the real main reason on top of that, that we kind of like made a mistake picking that word, that name, Hell Cell, because okay. we had an opportunity.
It's not being old enough.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to go to iHeartRadio right. and other radio stations, and we're hearing, you know, stuff like they don't like the word hell, like it's so weird. But it will be okay for like other radio stations, like metal stations or gothic stations.
Right.
But like I want it to be universe, you know.
Right. So, it's not right. broad enough of a topic. Like, I already had my solo project going on with Familiar Entertainment, Agata, and I've been doing this since I was like 16. Before that, I was beyond stars. Like when I first started writing, and everything I did was really to bring people closer to God. So when I met Lux Lightbringer, I mean, he was kind of like the devil, and he brought me into himself. And this song is about how I felt haunted by some kind of, I don't know, malevolence. And in having wanted to really make music for the world and bring people closer to God, I felt like something didn't want that to happen and was trying its hardest to bring me into darkness. And so, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's not going to win. But the ghost book story is that I was being haunted. I felt so haunted by some kind of demon. I mean, I grew up on scary movies and, like, definitely had horrific nightmares and stuff like that. And it's, I mean, like, if you want a Linda Blair type of character, I would have had to say that was me. So this song wow. is definitely about that sort of haunting that I experienced in my life, for sure.
Yeah, so you're the lyric writer for Ghostfuck.
We both wrote it.
Oh, you both wrote. Okay.
Yeah.
Because as I looked through it, I read the lyrics, I listened again. I'm sort of looking at maybe two themes here. Superficial one is it a lost love, someone who died, or is the love itself dead?
It
and
has
you're sort of seeking.
It has any meaning.
The guy is dead, and he's haunting this girl. Like when I was writing it, it was like. The guy was a demon, and you know, because he started writing it, Lux, and it started very very evil, like. And so I'm like, how the fuck can I take this and make it better now? So for the rest of the song, I decided, okay, after these first lines, I'm like, shit, okay, so I'm gonna make it like, I led you to a sweet dismay, I sent you there, what do you say, I love you more, let's raise a toast, I love you this, right? And then so then I wrote, like, it was a girl part, and I was like, oh, okay, all the time I waited for you. So this girl, she's waiting for this demon that's haunting her and wishing death upon her because he can't wait anymore, and he's ready to take this teenager's life so that he can have her in the afterlife.
Wow.
It's a ghostly story.
She has
like a phantom
her own
of the
story.
So basically you've had some personal inspiration for this.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
And you too?
I was that little goth teenager, you know what I mean? Fucking lost in the ghost realm and shit. Thinking about death
So you have a little horror-based influence. Agoda, you've had a little horror influence. So would you say the same for you, Lux? What kind of inspirations from the past have brought that?
So with Agoda, like, it's so similar to what she's saying about, like, what was hunting her before. I personally had four ghosts come to me in my dreams, and it was so random, and it was basically on the lyrics that we wrote, which is when it starts off like, Fuck the Ghost and Wanting the Ghost and Losting the Ghost and then Loving the Ghost, they all had a meaning for each ghost was coming to me. The first ghost came to me and told me that, Jason, you sometime will fuck some girls and then you're just having fun and then you leave them and then they're going to come and hunt you because they start falling in love. And that's it's with the first line, how I started off. And that's in real life. Like, you know, you could be a player and you fuck someone over, but then you move on. But again, you could have a ghost hunting you, you know, which is like an ex-girlfriend or something like that. And then after that, I wrote about I Want Your Ghost. That could be another concept of when you really want someone and you want to like you'll do anything for someone. So I was trying to say, like, I'll kill you. And like, you know, if I can't have you and you can still be with me in the afterlife. So it was all these ghosts was like a leader of each part on my side. And that was, I Want Your Ghost. The other one was like, I Lost Your Ghost, which was, you know, sometime you can't really find love and it, you know, it comes back, you know, like it could be old love or if it's meant to be, it will come back to you.
Right. But, however, an old love. Yeah.
Yeah. Like an old love and it's like really meant to be. And like, so when I was trying to say in that part was like what that ghost was telling me in my dream. The last ghost was that you love someone, like you,
right.
You know, you, there's a person that you love so much. And, the concept of, was about that is like, I love your ghost. Like we'll be traveling in afterlife and all that. But anyway, in the whole end of everything, these ghosts were talking to me and I was thinking that, you know, in overall that we do have that with everyone that we're in love with in general, all these mixed feelings, you know?
Exactly.
And, with me and Agata, it was a part of our story too. So Agata, you like to explain it.
Before you we do have, before you go, Agata, just to let you know, we do have a couple of callers queued up and I'm just going to ask them to be patient and stand by. We'll get to you shortly after Agata. Go ahead.
Okay. I love it. Oh, guys, I'm ready for your questions. Lay them on me, angels. That's what I call my fans, angels, because like I said, the name is Agata. So it's, you know, like a Madonna, Lady Gaga mixed with Evanescence type of flow. You know, I like to be definitely some kind of religious, dark mix of those contents. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Religion, darkness, kind of vampiric, and then also angels, because, I mean, my fans would be, that's what they are, angels. And I can't wait to listen to your questions, my love.
Awesome. Well, let's bring in our first caller right here. Okay, we can't, we don't have screeners, unfortunately, so we're going in the blind, but let's bring you on in. The one, I can't give away numbers, so I'll just say the one that begins with 646. Caller, go ahead.
Wow, that's a lot of numbers.
I guess that's me. Jason?
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh my God, what a surprise. You know who's this on the phone?
It's our Angel Michael.
Well, thank you,
Agata, for being the angel in the show, because listening to Jason talking about killing his girlfriends and old girlfriend stalkers, I mean...
I know, you're scaring me, Jason.
Run for the hills, Agata.
Thanks for calling, Michael.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yes, thank you. Definitely, Michael. So... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I love Ghost Folk. It's my favorite song of theirs.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
it's
an enticing song.
Thank you.
Go
ahead. It's all yours.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was about to. I was about to say. I was about to say all of Jason's stuff has been. I mean, even going back to the Hell Cell, it's been progressing very nicely, and this was certainly just mind blowing. This last one.
Yeah,
met
it's,
me.
It's like it's the first poem. It's the first one that I've heard that has mainstream, you know, capabilities.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If that's what you're going for, I don't know. I hope it is.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
I told Jason earlier, all you got to do is bring those vocals a little bit more forward in the mix, because the words mean something good. Well, they're scary, but they mean something enticing. So
that's the problem with it with the scream singing, is you can't understand what they're saying a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's
one of my favorite.
You know, our producer actually was saying the same too, and it was his mix too that helped us, and he said that now these days, like, a lot of these goth bands and rockers, you can't really understand what they're saying, but he was saying they like the music. Everyone listens to the music, and I don't really agree to that. I like more of the song and the story and the lyrics. A lot of people
to
listen to the beat. Yeah. So that's something I definitely want to, like, remaster with that, and I don't agree to that. I feel like, because the way the music was set up is that the music was 60% and the vocal was 40%. So it should have been more, maybe the vocal should be out 60% and the music 40, but I took a wrong advice, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mixes can always be changed, but that you definitely had great imagery going with. Yeah, it's amazing. Before we bring in our 917 caller, I guess a little bit later on, we'll talk a little bit about your event, the Outrage Party NYC. I definitely want to talk about that. And I want to attend it one day.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I've been asking you to come. Yeah, it's actually funny you mentioned that, because guess who's on the phone with us right now?
Oh, is this the Michael?
The main of Outrage.
Oh, okay. I'm so welcome aboard, Michael. Okay. So Michael, thank you. Thank you for dropping in.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's showing us support, and, you know, and I told him also to call too, so we could talk about Outrage and, you know, put it on the radio, you know, about this cool new party that we're doing about this new year and all that. But yeah.
Absolutely. I definitely want to talk about that. We have a whole... Yeah, no, it sounds very promising, and I'm glad. I'm sure you're doing a fine job of passing the baton onto
fine job.
Lux. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. With these stellar people.
Yeah. You now hold the ring, Lux.
No, Jason does have. He's a very promising personality. He's got charisma and looks, and we're working on the brains. But he's got charisma and looks, and that's gotten him so far.
Oh, that could go a long way, my friend. Believe you me.
Well, look at me.
Yeah, of course. You know, there is something to be said about it, though, because, like, a lot of the time, I mean, you guys could probably vouch for this. You go to, like, these, I'm going to bring in our 917 caller in a little bit, so please stand by. But a lot of times you go to these nightclubs and you're just kind of bouncing around and you're trying to hit on girls and this and that. But it seems like what you have going here is like is an event, a spectacle, if you will. You know, something to behold.
The thing about Outrage is when you go to other clubs, everybody's on their cell phones. And nobody's on their cell phones at Outrage, unless it's just to take a picture or whatever. But nobody's, you know, texting other people and finding out what's going on at other parties.
Right. That's a good thing.
Sort of in the
moment.
That's
a good
thing. Yeah.
It's a fashion scene.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all about the
fashion.
It's all about showing your personality, getting pictures taken of yourself, posting them on your social media. It's a great way for young people to get their image out there if they want to create a brand out of themselves.
And sometimes I think that's the only reason people go out is to get their image on social media. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
That and meet like-minded, beautiful people.
Yeah. I
mean,
I made a lot of
friends. I'm happy I got affiliated with it.
Oh, excellent.
Including my love.
I mean,
thank God. I mean, I met him before that, but you know, it helped us get closer again. So I'm happy that always happened. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
and
Lex and I were fiance. He's just my fiance. So, I mean,
yeah, and we actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know. I'm sorry. Oh, congratulations, I guess. I did not know that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. It's live on air.
Okay. We have official break. This is breaking news from VNN. We'll see. So Outrage NYC has created at least one married couple. Beautiful. So.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to bring in...
Well, we're going to have a wedding in Outrage, too. You're invited.
Oh, yeah, all right. I look forward to that. So let us bring in... we have a nine... Okay, I don't have names, so I'm only going to say the first four numbers. We're going to first bring in our longest holding caller, 9176 blank, and you're on. Caller.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Hey.
Hi,
good.
How are you? This is Becca. I'm a New York City makeup artist, and I've worked with people like Nine Inch Nails, Manson, and I know these guys. I've been following their music. I love songs like Stigmata and The Holy Spirit, which I could just dance all over the house to. Now this song, Ghostfuck. One thing I really love are the titles that you give your songs. I find them very
interesting. Thank you,
thank you. And it kind of makes you want to hear what the song is about. How do you kind of find the titles to these songs? They seem,
that's
I mean,
a good
there's
question.
A darkness to them. And... You that's kind a great of dwell question. On good and evil, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm a Gemini, there's a lot to do with that.
Well,
I guess, and just religion, but he made up the name of the song, and then I went on to it. Obviously, I mean, I'm obsessed with the paranormal, God,
right?
Religion, all that. So anything religion is definitely, and spirituality is something I'm going to touch upon in my work, for sure.
Yeah, and I was gonna say that I like to see them like comic book like issues, you know, like one story is about ghost fuck, one story is about a satanic romantic. Like I like to give these kind of like quick titles, like it's like it seems like it's a song, but it's really a story.
It's a
like
story.
Art.
A story.
Yeah, it's a story and like. And the names, like how I just like randomly pick up these names is that I feel like they relate to a certain kind of category of the story. So I would, you know, put them together and just title it. Like this should be all about the ghost and the hunting. So ghost fuck for that. Satanic romantic was about more like how people are intoxicated with each other in a relationship. And it's really about, you know, what it's really is a curse, that you turn it into a curse. Your relationship is a curse if you want to believe in negativity.
Well, if you
want to
make it that.
Yeah, exactly, if you want to make it like that. So
but,
these names go with the story perfect, like a comic issue or something, yeah.
Well, I have to say congratulations on great names of songs.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I like them, and this last one's like really cool and just dark. I really love the vocals too, and I know that Agata has this voice that at times sounds so sweet and ethereal, but at other times she sounds like just like a snarling beast, which is
powerful.
I
mean. Little to everybody's knowledge, I mean, that guy part that you hear in Ghost Fuck, I am singing, like, I fuck
that's
you.
That's you. I know.
Cool.
We were both layering it together.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Is that...
I love...
Agata, is that you on backing vocals? Do you do the backing vocals for the latest?
I do like I fuck you while you're still alive now.
She's like follow me, like we're
that's
like
the one.
Same time.
Yep.
She's like the
one. Okay.
The lighter.
I like sounding like a guy sometimes, like doing it like a dark. The first time I heard In This Moment, I actually thought it was a boy when I heard that song Horror by In This Moment. And I was like, wow, what is that? Is that a guy singing that? And it's like a crazy topic for a guy to sing. And I looked into it. It's a blonde female that looks like a fucking like gorgeous like Madonna or something. And she's singing like, you know, gnarly and dark, like Otep or something. And it's great. I mean, I do it both. I go from going really, really light to really, really dark. I mean, like I said, I'm a Gemini, and I guess that played a lot into in my life.
She's really good, too, by it. Like, she listens to a lot of Manson and all that, too, so she, like...
You know. Yeah, I mean, FYI, guys, that this helps. Is my mother, Divine, on the phone right now. And she fucking raised me. I mean, she's the makeup artist of Trent Reznor. When I was 5 years old, Trent Reznor is a lead singer of Nine Inch Nails and master engineer. And Tori Amos was my first concert. Tori Amos actually sung me personal songs in my first concert at like 5 years old because my mom's her makeup artist. And she's done Manson, Blondie. I mean, fuck, you could think, even, I mean, Drake today, but like, but all the rock fucking idols that you ever thought of. And I mean, my mom is a super celebrity unto herself. And I was raised on all industrial music. Yeah. Mixed with different.
Well, I'm like, proud of my girl here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I got to give the kudos to her for showing me to these bands when I was very, very young and introducing me to these people that definitely influenced and inspired my life. Mm-hmm. And my
You're
music.
A good mom.
Thank
She's the best.
Thank you.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Laid back. Carry the torch for me now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Incredible.
And besides that, she's an incredible makeup artist too. Like the looks that she does to herself, just like she slays it. I have to say.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah. I think the guy's not as strong too.
Beautiful.
Arts in
Beautiful.
The family. My Instagram, Agata Official. You guys can always follow me and see all my makeup.
What is the name? What is the name of this blog?
This is the Vent Man on Blog Talk Radio. The Vent Man.
Oh, Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
I would love to have you. I'm sorry. What's your name, Agoda's mom again? What's your first name?
It's
Agata, baby. Agata. Not Agoda. Not
Agata Mama. Agata. No.
Agata Mama. Oh, I like that. That's funny. That's good enough. I'll put that in the notes. But you're always welcome to listen. You know that.
Agata.
Okay. That goes in.
I'm on my way to meet a client, but I'm listening
Support
as I
artists.
Drive. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're listening.
I love you. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. And let's bring in another caller. 9178.
Did we lose Michael?
Caller.
Is Michael still on the phone? Yeah.
No, Michael's gone, I think.
Jason.
All right. Who's this?
Who's this?
Steve Lewis.
Hey, Steve. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Steve.
Thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, I got him. Good. We're listening to you on the radio. We're on the George Washington Bridge, and it's a beautiful night. And we're listening to you. We love your show.
Thank you.
And I can't believe you called this thing Ghost Fuck, because that's what I used to call my second wife. You know.
Oh my god, dude.
That's so funny.
When you first met me,
I can't say on the. It's a children. It's a family show. I can't describe my third wife, my first. Okay, but anyway, yeah, it's cool. Agata, hi. How are you? Congratulations. And I just want to let your mom know, because I know moms worry. I just want to let your mom know that as someone who knows you, I'm an older man, you are a very wonderful person. Both of you guys are morally correct, and although you deviate, that doesn't really touch your morals. You're really good people, and I trust you, and you're very trustworthy. And you're incredible, and I just wanted to say hi and support the show. All right?
Thank you so much, Steve Lewis.
So, all right. So be good,
you.
Man. All right? Congratulations.
That's a
surprise call.
Thank you so much, Steve.
God bless you guys. Bye now.
Excellent. Take care, Steve.
Peace.
All right.
Steve
and
is,
the call.
Steve Lewis was a legendary club promoter back in the 90s. I don't know
oh,
if you
wow.
heard of him.
No, I didn't, but I'm very grateful to have such notable names calling
he
in. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, thanks for
you've
the
got
support,
some great support.
Everybody.
No, thank you. You. And I'm really psyched to come down and partake of this wonderful. Maybe I'll meet my future wife. Who knows? You know. You never know. But let's bring in another. Well, you never know. Let's bring in another Westchester person. 9143. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, that's me.
Hi. Who's
Hello.
This?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey, this is
Who's
Eric.
This?
What's I'm an old friend
Eric.
Of Jason.
Oh, Eric.
Ah, hi.
Hey, man. Long time no see.
Hey,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
hi,
I
Eric.
Just wanted
oh.
to, I just
Eric,
wanted
from
to,
where?
From the Bronx. Riverdale?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah
I came
yeah,
to your
yeah.
shows a
I
couple
know
of times.
Eric,
you know?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was. I heard some of your shows. I just
thank
want to
you,
say, you know,
you.
As much as, you know, a lot of people might not know this, as much as your songs are really cool, their shows are, like, fucking amazing. Like, if you guys ever happen to be
oh, thank you.
In Outrage, when they're doing a performance, man, you do one of the coolest performances. Really, I've seen
oh,
you and
Oh, that means a lot.
I got it.
No,
yeah,
thank
you,
guys you so much. Angel,
yeah, you guys
you.
Dress so good, and, you know, the makeup's great, the theatrics is great. I think in one show they had a bunch of beautiful women breaking pumpkins on the floor.
Great.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, everyone
yeah,
loved that,
man.
So thank you.
We got a story about that one.
Definitely.
Well, that was fun. Thank you so much for that. We hope
yeah,
to
Ant,
see you.
Yeah, we have to get Anthony to come to see our show soon.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to bring out the whole crew, you know. Happy that I could make
yeah.
it to your shows. It really, really helps with the week.
I want
thank
to
you.
Yeah. show every time, make it more outrageous. Crazy, a spectacular
yeah.
event that
mm-hmm.
nobody has ever seen anything like before. Things that are
yeah.
just fucking out there.
Yeah, each time
okay.
it gets better and
yeah.
better. I think one time you guys had people in fake blood too, right? Was that real blood or fake blood?
No, it was fake blood, and it
was
a big mistake to do that. We kind of destroyed
thank
the venue with that.
Oh, wow.
The
really?
Owners were pissed off, yeah.
Oh wow! That's great.
But,
you guys
are
amazing.
It was worth it, but I mean, thank you, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And for
yeah,
the call,
thank you.
Yeah,
I just
you,
want to
well,
call.
You know what, Eric, you made it worth it.
Thank you guys. Yeah, let us know any shows coming up. Definitely come. And Mike, if you're still listening, Outrage is a great party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank
so
you very
support.
Much, Eric.
Take care.
I appreciate it. All righty, great.
Right.
I actually just received a message from, I got a little question from someone, a friend named Dawn. She said, I think she was a bit tongue-in-cheek. Should we outsiders be afraid of coming to your show? And if so, how should we dress for this?
It could be open, you know, anyone could come. It's like everyone's kind of music. And it's nothing like scary or, you know, everyone's really down to earth and fun, but
right.
I don't know, you know,
to answer your question, I would have to say, I mean, I dress up like a light angel with like wings and a halo and a sword. I'm kind of like a sort of angel of redemption of sort. And then he looks like the devil, blonde haired
oh, yeah.
version of Lucifer. And so we
oh,
have
yeah.
those kinds of the duality of Agata and Lux Lightbringer is basically that I am God and he's the devil. And it's we put on a performance like that, like a sort of operatic thing. And
yeah.
it's kind of like a fight in between the two of us, or like a romance also, because I mean, you do know God's favorite angel was Lucifer in the beginning.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I mean, it's like that, and he's gonna be my husband. So it's very interesting.
Yang and Yang.
Also, yeah. Also, I go into the whole fetish and pinup type stuff, but for the most part, I've been in my performances looking like a light creature, ethereal sort of heavenly being. So So don't worry about it. If you guys want to come, dress up however you want. We're good people, no matter what. I mean, you can dress up, have fun, but you don't have to look like anybody else. You can do your own thing.
This concept, when it started in Hell Cell, that if you remember, we were trying to be like creatures from hell, that we escaped from hell, and like the devil, the vampire, which is Diamond, the werewolf was Andy, and we were all creatures from hell that escaped. That I was playing Satan, and I was like, I'm gonna let everyone free, let's renovate hell to a new paradise or something. So it's like a story again with the music, like the theme. And then it would be cool because then Agata came in and she would play the God part. And, it is a continuation. And even
we
Diamond.
I came in.
You escaped,
and
this is
like,
what you're doing now.
It's like, you know, basically like, let's say the X-Men, you know, they're all a team together, but then later everyone had like their own series, you know? So it's like Hell Cell was like X-Men or like a team Fantastic Four, and then everyone just started doing their own story or stuff. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted everyone to also join our group. Like we just want all kind of artists and talented people and work together to build our names, you know?
Right.
I saw for Lux that he could definitely be more than a Lucifer type of character. He could be angelic. He's a light bringer, you know. The light is good.
Right.
And he can be, you know, something good. And it doesn't have to be so specific to certain characters and people. I mean, you're only reaching a very small margin of people if you're in hell itself. But Lux
There's sort of a little of both in those two names. You have the Lightbringer, you have the Chaos. There's a duality, but they combine to make a fascinating character.
And Chaos in the religion of the Greeks, it was the highest god. From Chaos came all the other gods. That is the top of the family tree is Chaos. So if you look at it that way, it's not that bad. You know?
Perfect.
And also Jason Chaos, you know, he's here with me. He's just trying to ask me to tell you guys that he is a vessel vessel for Satan. He's like, well, first of all, Lightbringer is really my last name translated in Egyptian.
Have to check.
Elsa. Time. Elsa Bahi.
Oh, yes. But we do have 90 seconds left. Just give some quickie contact info, and then we'll outro with a little bit of old classic.
All right. You
Agata?
Come check me out at Instagram.com/AgataOfficial. That's A-God-A official. And I'm on Facebook, Agata Official. Basically anything Agata, A-G-O-D-A Official, and Agata Music on SoundCloud. You guys can listen to all my music, including the music that I made with Lux Lightbringer. And shout out to Familia Entertainment.
Awesome. And Lux, you could be certainly found on Facebook. And where else can we find you?
On Instagram, it's at Lux Lightbringer. That's all. That's
awesome.
LUX Lightbringer.
Beautiful. And I encourage everyone to do that. Are we okay with outroing with a little bit of old Hell Cell?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
beautiful. Here we go. All right. A little satanic romantic here. All right. I want to thank you both greatly for being here. And I encourage, I'm going to be down there one day. And Westchester, then you can both come over my house.
Yeah.
Cool?
You want to see this show?
Awesome.
We can
all right, great.
Whatever.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
so
thanks for having us
participating. And we'll archive this soon, and we'll have links, and we will go from there. And we'll be back with more broadcasts in the near future. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Love you.
Beautiful. Traffic or graphic, happen or habit, laughing or fabric.
without the voice of reason, your path will be a curse. Without the speak of freedom, your path will only be worse. I come and suck the reason and lift your broken parts. Is it your choice of season? Anyone they got their best? I'm feeling your vibe. Are you feeling this? Try. Feel the scribe of this blood tie. You feel a sensation that I can never ever describe. Retype your thoughts and make your own real advice. Imagine with those matches, is it classic or plastic? Organic or mechanic? Is it traffic or graphic? Laughing or fabric? Happen or habit? Without the voice of reason, your path will be a curse. Without the speak of freedom, your path can only get worse. I come and suck for reason and lift your broken parts. Is it your choice of season? Anyone they got the first? I'm feeling your vibe. Are you feeling this? Try. Free your mind and feel the scribe of this blood tie.